If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired in a miserable job that is draining you physically, mentally, spiritually, and relationally, and you are trying to figure out what exactly you need to do to leave that miserable job and land a fulfilling job that you can genuinely grow, enjoy, and thrive in, then this episode is for you because I'm breaking down the three skills or strategies that you need to learn and leverage to leave your miserable job and finally land a job you love. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. As usual, I am so excited to have you here, have you listening. Today, we are talking about how exactly you can leave a miserable job that you feel stuck in. Now, if you are listening to this, there's a high chance that you currently feel stuck in a job you hate, a job that's draining you and stressing you out. But I always like to level set. So when I say, what is a miserable job or that you are in a miserable job? What exactly does that mean? Well, I have five criteria that I think is helpful for you in auditing if you are in a miserable job. And these five criteria actually make up the acronym STUCK that I use when talking about miserable jobs. The S stands for stressful and draining. So you dread your work. You have no energy left for yourself or for your loved ones. At the end of the day, you just want to come home, lay on the couch and do nothing else. So the job is constantly draining you, constantly stressing you out. That's the sign that you're in a miserable job. The T stands for toxic and misaligned. When you're in an environment where your values don't match the company culture, the leadership is toxic. Maybe you have a boss that's microaggressing you or that's micromanaging you, or even colleagues that are microaggressing you. The environment is just not healthy. People are stealing your ideas. People are backbiting. People are throwing you under the bus. You're not being heard in meetings. It's just a toxic environment. That's a sign that you're in a miserable job. The U is underpaid and undervalued. When you know clearly that you're not being compensated fairly for the amount of work that you're doing, and or you're just not getting recognized for the effort you're putting in, for what you're doing, for what you're contributing, that's yet again another sign that you are in a miserable job. The C is closed off from growth. When you look at your career trajectory, if you see that you have no access to career growth, career advancement, or skill development, nobody is trying to help you become better or do better, that is definitely a sign that you are in a miserable job. And finally, the K is keeps you doubting yourself. Because of all the other things I listed, now you're questioning your worth. You're wondering if you're even qualified for better opportunities. You're wondering if you can even do something else in your career while getting paid well. And all of that comes together to make you feel stuck. If that all resonated and sounded like you, my friend, I'm here to break it to you that you are very much in a soul-sucking, miserable job that is draining the life out of you. And there's a high chance, let me just say this, like there's a high chance that you haven't left that job yet for one of three reasons. And this is, if I think of over the past 6 years that I've been coaching in Her Career Doctor specifically, I've been doing career counseling and coaching for over 10 years. I have noticed that when women are in miserable jobs, like I just described, and they have been in that same job for, I would say, two or more years, and they have been aware, like they have known, okay, this job is not it. I need to leave, but they're still there. Usually one of three things is happening. You don't know what else you can do. You know that you need to leave, but you have no idea what other jobs can I do, and it makes you feel lost. The second reason you're still there is probably that you don't know what to highlight on your resume to attract the right roles. So even if you have a sense of what job you want to do, going to actually apply for jobs, you're like, I don't know what to put on my resume. Maybe you've even worked with resume writers, but they made a generic resume that didn't reflect your goals, or they just created a resume that marketed you for the job you already have that you know you don't want. Either way, you're not sure how to market yourself to even land a different job. And then finally, you don't know how to talk about yourself and your experiences so that when you do make it past that application phase and you actually get an interview, you have no clue what to say. So you might have networked your way into a few interviews, but lack of clarity meant that you didn't know if you performed well on the interview, if you said the right things. So you left doubting yourself and you didn't get the offer or they ghosted you. And so you still feel stuck. And honestly, at some point, you probably end up feeling like you want to give up because you just don't think a job you enjoy is in the cards for you. Like there's a small part of you that's starting to doubt, can I even do work that I love and enjoy? Now, let me say the answer to that question is yes, you most definitely can do work you enjoy. You can move from feeling stuck in a job that's draining you to feeling fulfilled in a job that you're thriving in, that is paying you well, that you're excited about. And the three skills, I would say, that you need to help you leave that miserable job and land a fulfilling job that you're excited about, that you'll thrive in, are career discovery, one-to-one networking, and job search marketing. Let's break them down because these are proprietary strategies that I teach in my group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. These are the exact strategies that my clients, like I have clients who have been in miserable job for 19 years, 16 years, 8 years. And these are the processes that they have used to leave those jobs and transition into jobs that they were genuinely excited about, jobs where they felt like they could show up authentically, jobs that were paying them five-figure salary increases. So I'm talking 13K increase, 25K increase, 37K increase, 55K increases. My clients consistently increase their salaries by five figures when they work with me in my group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And the strategies that I want to break down for you in this episode are the literal strategies that I teach and provide resources for in my program. So now let's get into it, starting with the first one, career discovery research. What exactly is career discovery research? Candidly, it's what it sounds like, okay? It's literally what it sounds like. It is the ability to do research and discover all the different career options that are available to you. And this is so important because when you know how to do career discovery research, you stop applying for the wrong jobs. This is how you break out of the cycle of bad job after bad job after bad job, because in its very nature, in its very essence, doing career discovery forces you to first clarify your values, your strengths, and your interests so that you know exactly what to look for in a job. Like you know the exact roles, the exact companies, the exact industries that you will actually enjoy and thrive in, that you'll be able to show up authentically and feel good in. When you do career discovery research, it shifts you. It moves you from constantly choosing jobs simply based on your work history to actually picking jobs based on what matches with who you are in this phase of your life. And this is so important because, again, if how I started this episode describes you, meaning you're stuck in a job you hate that's draining you, there's a high chance that when you look at your work history, whether it's you've been in the rut of the same miserable job for years, or you've been hopping from job to job to job, and you've hated all those jobs, when you look at your history, what you find is that you don't like any of those jobs. Like it's really just that simple. Like none of these jobs, I can't thrive in them. I don't enjoy them. I didn't feel good in them. So trying to base your next career move off of a history that hasn't been exciting and thriving and fun for you, it doesn't make any sense. What you need to do is base your next career move on who you are right now. Okay. What you need to do is base your career move on what matters to you right now, what you're excited about right now, what skills you enjoy using right now. And I keep saying right now because in every season of your life, these things can change. Your values, your interests, your skills, they're not constant. As you're going through life, as you know, you, whether it's something changes in your personal life, or you get a partner, or you leave a partner, or you have a kid, or you move to a new city, whatever it is, you as a person are constantly changing and growing and evolving, which means the things that you're interested in, the things that matter to you, the things you enjoy doing will constantly change and grow and evolve, which also means the kinds of jobs that you will thrive in will constantly, you got it right, change and grow and evolve. Okay. So that's why you always, in any season of your life, you always have to be able to quickly identify what is important to me right now. What do I enjoy learning about or interacting with? And what skills do I like using? Now, I'm recording this episode in the year 2025, okay? And right now, as of the time when I'm recording this episode, there is definitely a lot of fear-mongering happening in the news cycle in society. People are talking about the economy being bad and people not hiring and people getting fired. Like, there's a lot, like just a lot of fear-mongering out there. And the reason why I'm using this word is because while, yes, candidly, we can all agree that the economy does not feel the same as it did, you know, 5 years ago in 2020 or 2021, whatever it may be, people, even in this economy, are still landing jobs, increasing their salaries, thriving. Like, I have a client who just doubled her salary a couple of weeks ago in a new job. Industries are still thriving. People are still hiring. And so that's why I call it fear mongering, because it is one thing for us to acknowledge the reality of the economy. It's another thing for us to take that reality and turn it into the only reality, turn it into this like broad, sweeping, generalizing terms of the world is burning, the world is falling down. And I just don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. Why? Because I'm Christian. I'm a Jesus lover. I'm a person of faith. And I know that my reality is not the reality of the world. I know that if God wants to open a door for me, ain't no economy gonna stop him. Like, God is my provider, not a job, not an economy, not a paycheck. Like, everything I have is because of him. And so if I believe and I know that he has a better job out there for me and it aligns with his will, whatever's happening in the economy does not matter. Okay? Does not matter, because people, like, if you look back over years, anytime there's a season like this where people are really afraid, the stock market is dropping, everything is expensive. And candidly, y'all, I bought eggs for $7 2 weeks ago. I almost passed out in Whole Foods, okay? It's expensive. And at the same time, I know God is going to provide for me no matter what. In every economy, while, yes, things get expensive, some industries are shutting down, there are also always industries that are thriving amidst the chaos, amidst the, you know, hoo-blah-hoo that's happening. I don't even know what that word was, okay? But the reason why I'm saying that is because even in this economy, this is when you especially need the skill of career discovery research. Because what happens is that all the fear mongering that's happening keeps you scared in your job. It keeps you thinking and believing that your job is the safe bet. But girl, your job is not safe. Your job is absolutely, you know what? I'm thinking back to like way back in 2021. You know, I would always hear people saying that they didn't want to make a career change because their job was so stable. They wanted to stay in a stable job. Even though they were unhappy, they wanted to stay in a stable job. And one thing I would say is, okay, let's think. Let's take a step back and think about this. You're saying you want to stay in a job that's stable. And that stable job is making you miserable. You're losing weight or gaining weight. Your hair is falling out. You're stressed out all the time. You're fighting with your husband all the time. Your family is sick of hearing you complain. You're depressed. You're anxious. You're not making good money, let's be honest. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You don't feel like you can reach your financial goals. And so it's like, yeah, the job is, air quotes, stable, but you're paying for that stability. You're paying for that stability in your joy, in your peace, in your confidence. And that's step one. And then the other thing I used to always say is, but no job is stable. Like, stability is a myth. It's a lie. Because even the most stable industry that we could ever think of, again, this is back then, government, I always say, even in a government job, they could furlough you. You could be fired next week without a 2 week notice. Like, anybody can fire you at any time. So really, how stable is that stable job? And then fast forward now to 2025, and it just feels like my point is being proven. Because look at what's happening in the government industry. Within the past 2 weeks, hundreds, almost thousands of people have lost their jobs because of all the changes that are happening. And I am absolutely not saying this to be dismissive because my brother-in-law works for the federal government. And so I'm always praying for him that he'll be safe. Like, I understand that it's stressful. And at the same time, the point I'm trying to drive home is that it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what economy you think you're in. Your job is not safe. The thing that keeps you safe is having the skill of knowing how to find an option and land a job regardless of the economy, regardless of the administration. When you know how to do career discovery research, you know how to pivot. You know how to look for options that are available to you that you can land in any situation that's happening. And that is so important. When you develop the skill of career discovery research, you are never held down in your career because you have control. Not the company, not the industry, not the economy, not the environment. You have control over your career because no matter what somebody throws at you, you can quickly pivot, find a solution, and get back into getting your bag. And the thing about career discovery research is that it literally just expands your horizon to what is possible for you in your career. It broadens your horizon. It broadens your world. I'm thinking of a client that I worked with just last year who was in the mental health field. She had been in mental health for about 12 years, and she had changed jobs a few times because she didn't like her jobs. I think like every 3 years she had changed jobs, but she was always in mental health. And when she came to work with me in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, she talked about how she just felt so confused, so lost. She knew she wasn't happy, but she just didn't know what else she can do because she went to school and got a mental health degree and had been working in mental health ever since. So they just seemed like there was no options for her. And so one of the first things we did in my program was she learned this skill of career discovery research. I teach this in my program. I teach you how to figure out who you are right now, what is important to you, what matters to you. And then I show you how to do the research. Where to research, what to research, what platforms to use to research, how to use AI to research. Something I'm even adding to my program for the next round is I'm going to add some personalized custom AI tools that are going to speed up the research so that you can even discover your options faster. But once she did this, I remember her coming to a coaching session and being like, my mind is blown by all the skills I have. Like, she had always thought that she only had skills to do mental health. But when she went through my skills process, she was like, whoa, I have way more skills than I thought I did. And she discovered all the options that were available to her. And she ended up moving into an operations role in the circuit court this year, 2025, while increasing her salary. Right? I'm saying this to you, like, even in this economy, people are landing jobs, but more so, she made such a drastic pivot. And this is someone who never thought she could do anything outside of mental health. That is the power of career discovery research. And that is the first skill that you need to develop if you're going to leave that job that's draining you and land a higher paying job that you love. Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode. This episode is proudly sponsored by Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is my 12-month group coaching program for women who are ready to leave miserable jobs and land a job they're excited about while increasing their salaries by five figures without starting over in their career. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com. That link is also going to be in the description of this episode below to learn more. Inside FYFC, you get the exact system my clients have used to increase their salaries by 20K, 30K, even 50K while finally doing work they enjoy. The program comes with my visa framework that will help you discover career paths that are aligned with your values, interests, and skills. The simplified job search method to help you land more interviews with confidence using my done-for-you resume templates, cover letters, and interview and negotiation scripts. And you get 12 months of group coaching support, weekly coaching to give you personal feedback and a community to keep you on track. So if you're ready to leave your miserable job and land a higher paying job you genuinely love, you should definitely join us and find your fulfilling career. Again, the URL to learn more is findyourfulfillingcareer.com. Now let's get back to the episode. The second strategy that you're going to need to leverage if you want to leave a miserable job that you hate is one-to-one networking. So one-to-one networking is a concept that I teach in my program, FYFC, where it's for every job you apply to, you have to find somebody to talk to, somebody to have a conversation with. And this is so important because this is how you stop getting ghosted and actually start getting real opportunities in your job search. Because here's what I want you to hear. In this year, 2025, job boards are dead. They're dying. they're on the decline. Like submitting your job, your application online only is literally like throwing your resume into a black hole to never hear from anyone ever again. It is depressing. This is how you get ghosted. This is why your job search feels overwhelming and stressful. This is why you're applying to things but not hearing back. This is why you're applying to hundreds of jobs. Like my clients, like we don't apply to more than 20 jobs. If you're applying to more than 20 jobs, you're doing it wrong. When you have conversations with people, you start learning about job opportunities that aren't published or public. You increase your chances of getting a referral or even getting an interview directly. And when you get a referral, you are 80 times more likely to get the job. I remember today, as I'm recording this, I had just gotten off a coaching call with a client, and she was talking about how because we had done the career discovery and she knew what she wanted, she had gone to an event, saw a couple of colleagues, and they're like, hey, how are you? What are you doing right now? And on the tip of her tongue, quickly, she was able to say, you know what? I'm actually in transition right now. She's going into instructional design. You know, I'm looking to get into an instructional design role in ed tech, and I'm looking to make, you know, a change. Immediately, within that conversation, two different colleagues, one was like, actually, you know, this district in this state, no, I'm not going to give too many details to protect her identity, but this district in this state are setting up a like a new department for instructional design. Another one was like, oh yeah, this school district in this other area are doing blah, 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 blah. I don't want to say too much so I don't give away her identity. My point is she learned about two different opportunities from one event, from one conversation with two different people. First of all, if she hadn't done career discovery research, she wouldn't have been able to say exactly what she was looking for, which means those people would not have known how to help her. But because she did, they were able to tell her of specific roles. Now, like I said, this literally just happened with a client, so she's just about to send off her resume. But I want you to know that like this has worked for multiple clients. I have another client I'm thinking of specifically, and Ruth, and I can say her name because she has shared her story publicly. This is someone who, when I would tell her, okay, I need you to talk to someone, she's like, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm bothering people. I don't want to feel like I'm begging. I don't want to feel like I'm a nuisance. And I'm like, girl, do you want a new job or not? this is literally like how I coach. If you ever work with me, I'm like, okay, do you want a new job? Because if you do, we got to do something differently. And ultimately, she did do something different. She started applying the one-to-one role, started having conversations. In my program, I teach companies something called the Connect Networking System, where I teach you how to network without feeling sleazy. I give you email scripts, conversation questions to ask. Like, I literally give you everything you need. Even though she was hesitant to network, Ruth ended up landing a role at the end of last year. Her job search took only about 2 to 3 months and increased the offer by $25,000. This is somebody who did not want to network. Imagine if she had not networked. Imagine if she had not had conversations, she would not have found out about opportunities that she ended up landing interviews for and then securing the role. That is the power of one-to-one networking. And then the final strategy that you need if you're trying to land a higher paying job you're excited about is job search marketing. Job search marketing is how you position yourself for the jobs you actually want. And this is super important because when it comes to job searching, the most qualified candidate does not get the job. Let me say that again. The most qualified candidate does not always get the job. The best marketer does. Job searching is a marketing game. It's all about how you talk about yourself, how you show up, how you carry yourself, how you attract people's attention. This is how you land a higher paying job that you love. You have to know how to market yourself. And so if you're someone who has ever, you know, you're like, I'm just going to put my head down and do my job and let my job speak for itself. No, 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 no. Your work doesn't speak for itself. You speak for your work, and you have to help hiring managers see you as the best candidate before you even walk through the door. Okay. So job search marketing is how are you positioning your skills and your accomplishments on your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile, your interview responses? How are you showing up in the interview? And even when you negotiate. Like each one of those touch points have to have tailored messaging that positions you and tells a consistent career story from the moment you apply for the job all the way to when you land the job. That is job search marketing. So you have to know, how do you position yourself for roles that make you fulfilled? And you have to, that means you have to, this is why career discovery research is so important, because you have to know yourself. You have to know what you're bringing to the table. You have to then know the job and what they're looking for. And what you're doing in marketing is you're clearly connecting your skills and your accomplishments to the job description, to what they're looking for. That connection is job search marketing. When you know how to market yourself, this is how you ensure that you position yourself for and land a role that makes you fulfilled. So when I say a role that makes you fulfilled, what do I mean? Fulfilled is also an acronym. A role that fits your values, utilizes your strengths, leaves room for growth and advancement, financially rewards your efforts, is free from faith conflict, lets you trust God and not a paycheck, lowers your stress level, elevates your confidence, and drives fulfillment. When you know how to market yourself, you will be able to, again, I'm thinking of the economy that we're in, right? When you can market yourself, you can land a job in any economy because you know how to confidently show up and talk about what you're bringing to the table, talk about your skill sets, talk about how you're going to make a difference for them. That is the beauty and the benefit of job search marketing. So those are the three strategies that you need to leave your miserable job: career discovery, one-to-one networking, and marketing. If you know how to do these three things, it doesn't matter what environment we're in, what economy we're in, what the system is saying, you will know how to find and land jobs that you're genuinely excited about. And this is exactly what I help my clients do in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. In my coaching program, FYFC, I help women leave jobs they have been unhappy in for years, figure out their next career move in as little as 30 days, and job search to land higher paying jobs that they genuinely love within 2 to 4 months. Like, the average job search takes 3 to 6 months, and FYFC, my clients land jobs within 2 to 4 months. My clients are usually landing jobs after less than 10 interviews. Because in the program, I give you literally everything you need to be successful. It's a 12-month coaching program where you get access to weekly coaching. You get access to my Career Clarity curriculum, 12 months access, and that includes things like resume templates, cover letter templates, interview scripts, negotiation scripts, assessments to help you discover your career options faster. And the reason why it's 12 months is not because it takes you 12 months to land a job. Again, like I said, my clients do it in 2 to 4 months, but it's because I've seen time after time how life happens. You could be, job searching, life is good, and all of a sudden work gets busy, and so you have to slow things down. I've had clients who have had to go for IVF, clients who have moved, clients who have lost their loved ones, clients who have just had to slow things down. And I never want you to feel pressured in a shorter program where it's like, okay, life is happening, but I have to still force myself to job search, but then you're not doing it intentionally and we focus. So I made my program 12 months to give you space, to give you room to really take your time. And I always tell my clients, if you land a job within 4 months, guess what? Now you have 8 months of free career coaching to keep getting. Like, I have clients right now who show up and they're telling me about their teammates at their new job and how they want to work with their manager. Like, I just give you career coaching because you have access to me, so you can show up to the calls and just get support. So if you want to finally leave your miserable job, if you want expert guidance, step-by-step systems, tools, templates to help you learn how to do career discovery, networking, and marketing so you can land a higher paying job you're genuinely excited about while increasing your salary by 5 figures, you should definitely join my 12-month coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. If you go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com, you can learn all about FYFC and join us in FYFC today. Because I'm telling you, this is a life, like, I'm not even telling you. Let me back up. My clients are telling you. My clients have always said this is a life-changing program that will change the way you show up in your career. This is going to give you skills and tools that you will use for the rest of your career. Because after this program, you will always know how to pivot, how to negotiate a salary increase, how to show up for yourself, how to show up confidently. Like, one of the things I love to say is I want to be the last career coach you ever need. Because when you work with me, I give you everything you need to make career decisions moving forward. So if you're ready for that kind of support, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com. That URL is also going to be in the description of this episode on whatever platform you're listening on. Click the link, type the link in, findyourfulfillingcareer.com, and join us today. Thank you for listening to today's episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to leave us a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps the podcast grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode. If you're ready to finally leave your miserable job and land a role you're genuinely excited about without starting over in your career or taking a pay cut, then I've got something for you. Head over to leaveyourmiserablejob.com to access my free training. In it, I'll walk you through the exact steps to leave that job you hate and land one you love, all while increasing your salary. Again, that's leaveyourmiserablejob.com. Or you can find the link in the episode description. Being miserable at work doesn't have to be your story anymore, so let's change it together.